Accidents aside, we might take for granted that biking is good for us. But there are other potential health risks. The Allegheny Front's Lou Bluen has more.
If you ride a bike, especially if you spend any time biking in a city, you can probably relate to this.
Buses, big trucks. I've had to get off my bike because I've been coughing so hard, getting either behind like a big truck or something like that. And the smog doesn't feel good at all.
This is Adam Haller. He works at Thick Bikes, a bike shop on Pittsburgh's south side. And he uses his bike to get all over the city, no matter the conditions.
Sometimes I'll notice if I've been in a really heavy traffic ride, I can almost feel like a film on my skin, which is totally, I would say, a byproduct of the environment.
Adam's got it exactly right. Air pollution in Pittsburgh is a serious public health issue. The air's gotten a lot better in recent years, but the city still consistently ranks among the top 10 worst cities in America when it comes to air quality. A lot of that pollution, just like in other metro areas, comes from cars and trucks, which are constantly kicking out all kinds of stuff that can be harmful to your health. When cyclists share the road, they're also sharing in all those pollutants. And researchers are now starting to get a better idea of just how all that pollution moves around, or doesn't, in the city.
My name is Albert Presto. I'm an assistant research professor, and I'm also a member of the Center for Atmospheric Particle Studies.
That's at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. And Dr. Presto himself, biking's not really his thing.
Yeah, I run some, but I don't know. I'm not a cyclist.
He is an expert, though, on the kinds of pollution cyclists are exposed to. For the last couple of years, he's tracked air pollution in the Pittsburgh area using a mobile lab, which is basically, in his case, a tricked-out cargo van for scientists.
And inside of it, we have different monitors for every pollutant that we're interested in. And to get our sample to each of those instruments, we have an inlet on the roof of the van. So basically, we have a tube that sticks out the roof, and we suck air in through that tube to all of the different instruments.
Presto and his grad students drove this cargo van all over the city for a couple of years, and now they've put all that data they've collected into a big color-coded map that gives a more detailed look at the Pittsburgh area's air pollution. You can kind of think of it like a weather radar map, but for air quality. Red spots on the map indicate bad air. Blue is better air quality. Some of what you see is what you'd expect. Industrial sites and major roads are big red splotches on the map. But there's also a lot of red along the rivers, partly because the river valleys tend to trap pollution. And this has huge implications for cyclists in Pittsburgh. Because here's the thing, most of the city's major bike trails run right along the rivers.
You know, so a lot of people cycle along the, you know, the trail network near the rivers. And so there's definitely opportunity that cycling, while you are having all of this benefit of, you know, of the extra exercise and you're not burning fossil fuels and, you know, whatever your reason is, that you are maybe increasing your exposure to especially traffic-related pollution.
One of the big payoffs of Presto's maps is that you can actually use them to plan bike routes with better air quality, because most of the research out there shows that exercise, even in polluted areas like cities, is still a net benefit to your health. In Pittsburgh, I'm Lou Bluen for the Allegheny Front.